Blog Talk Radio.
From the world we see to the unseen world we sometimes see that makes us stand in awe of God's universe, this is Betsy Belega welcoming you from Cape Washington in the south to Nunavut and the Northern Lights up in the Arctic Circle, from the White House gates to Lionsgate, from Casablanca to everyone listening around God's globe. Hi, Gigi. This is Tuning with Betsy from marvelous Manhattan and cosmic Colorado. Today, my very special guest is Patty Greer. Patty is one of the hardest working crop circle filmmakers of our time. She has produced 4 feature-length films. She has presented at the 2014 International UFO Congress Convention. Her films take you right into the expertise of crop circle phenomenon in Wiltshire, England. Her films have been, in 2012, We're Already in It. Her next film, The Wake-Up Call. Anyone listening? Then UFOs and ET Abductees and Brilliant Minds. Her next film was 4 Stories, 1 Event, Other Worlds. Then she produced and filmed Crop Circles Update, The Wake-Up Call, and her latest, The Shift Has Hit the Fan. You can read more about Patty and her upcoming events and personal appearances at her website, www.pattygreer.com. Patty, thank you so very much for taking time today to be on the show. I know you have an ultra-busy schedule, so thank you so very much.
Well, thank you, Betsy, for doing your work as well. And, you know, what's busy in my schedule is work like this. You know, none of us are making money. None of us are getting paid to bring disclosure to the world. But it has to be a real commitment of heart to do the work that you do, going out and talking with controversial people all the time. And what I do, being one of them.
Well, I think what we do is we tell the truth. Many years ago, for anybody who's not a baby boomer, they might not remember, there was a TV show called To Tell the Truth. And truth is a 5-letter word, T-R-U-T-H, that has gotten lost in transition, in translation. And who the hell do we trust anymore to tell us the truth?
Yeah, no kidding. That's been a question I've been asking. And I learned the most amazing lesson in the last 3 months, Betsy. In the autumn, I went to Michigan. I had the most interesting introduction to a woman. I still had no idea where I was being taken, but I was speaking at an event in northern Michigan, and a man and I kind of met sitting on the couch corners, and it was an event with like 250 psychics, light workers, and we're all camping out on this big, beautiful lake. I was in the house because I was one of the speakers, but it was all tents outside of different kinds of healers, and it was lovely. I mean, just really like 250 people that are all working in the new paradigm already. So this man meets me on the end of a couch, and he said, "Oh, crop circles, I have a friend you need to meet." And I said, "Did you see my talk?" "No." "Have you seen any of my movies?" "No." "Do you know anything about my work?" "No." "But you have to meet her." It was the strangest thing. So the next night, somehow, you know, people said, "No, he's fine. We've seen him before." So I go with him about 45 minutes away, and I meet a woman, and she's written 7 books. I had finished 7 movies, actually. And I'm still not getting that she was the secret partner of Dr. Levengood, who's the only scientist who's written scientific journal reports on crop circles being an absolute real phenomenon. So there was actually scientific proof that's gone hidden, as well as crop circles have been hidden for decades, because there's such a direct communication coming from another reality. And people are somehow still not looking. Thus, the first movie I made, The Wake-Up Call, anybody listening? You know, it's been an interesting journey learning about crop circles from the inside out. I did no research. I didn't watch other people's movies or read books. I just went and started laying in them.
And now, when you did, what happened? Can you describe your experiences to us?
Yes. You know, when you walk up to a crop circle and the directions are like, go until you see a tree with a broken limb, park your car, climb over the fence, and then count 6 tractor lines to the left. And, it, you know, that's how you find crop circles. So you go 6 tractor lines where the tires went through the field, and you just keep on going. And all you can hope for is to see bobbing heads of somebody that got there before you, but they're very tricky to find on the ground. So when you get close, walking in these tram lines where the weed is up to your hips, you can't see where the crop is dropped down way over there. All of a sudden, for myself, the hair starts to stand up on my arm, and I don't have much. But you can feel it when all of a sudden your whole body is hit with an enhanced electromagnetic field. My whole body just starts to shake. It's really noticeable. It's tangible to the body. And the last time I went, I turned around, and as soon as I could feel it, looked at my boyfriend that was walking behind me. He had his arm up, and his face was like, what? Because his hair was standing up on his arm, and he had chills. And I looked at him and said, see, you thought I was exaggerating. And he was just like, whoa.
Convinced.
Yeah, you can really feel it. You can really feel it. And then when you get finally to the end of the tram line to where the wheat is laid down in the crop circle formation, breathtaking. You're looking at acres of wheat, barley, corn, oats, canola. They've seen it in the tops of trees even. They've seen crop circles laid in snow, not the ones that the artists have been doing lately, but real ones. Done by other dimensional beings. So this summer, when I went and filmed, it was the first time I went with actually a team. I'm no longer working on my own. It has been, business-wise, an absolute nightmare. I've had the worst distributor issues, and it's been all three of them. So I think there's an issue, kind of like the Congress. You can't point at one person. It's all of them. Making these decisions, not for the American people. The film distributors have this thing where they say, oh, it's common knowledge, filmmakers get screwed. Well, I'm ready for a new paradigm. How about you, Betsy?
Absolutely. I'm ready. I'm ready. Instead of competition, we need cooperation.
Beautiful.
Instead of, you know, I was just telling somebody at my coffee shop earlier today, they had their daughter there, and I said, well, it's happened in the U.S., and now it's happening in Canada. Starbucks at 5 o'clock in the evening will now serve wine, and their reasoning is because women who don't want to go to a bar will come to Starbucks. You know what? Don't use women as your excuse for corporate greed, Mr. Starbucks. How? I mean, like, it's just insane. How much money do you want? How much is enough? And then there's people like you that work from your heart chakra who aren't in it for the money, baby, as the cake boss would say. Absolutely not. It's not about money. It's about the truth.
Right. Well, it has to start being about money. And I don't mean to say that I encourage that, but I mean because we're so barely grounded with this work, it's an excuse for those who are not working from their better side to take advantage. And I have seen the worst in humanity.
It's scary, isn't it?
But the coolest thing is that the punchline of my journey now is that I'm a contactee. And the contact that I have is so divine to me and so consistent. And it's so easy to know that it's there because they're always here with me, that everything else has become secondary. So even these government people passing laws behind the backs of the American people that they know we don't want. The pipeline, please. Fracking, please.
Oh, I'm so against fracking. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. And all the booms, and it's in the mainstream media, the booms in, I think it's Texas, and people are saying, what's going on? It's like they had something like, what, 21 earthquakes in 24 hours? Oh, yeah, yeah. Karma, baby, karma.
Here's the most interesting thing that I learned from the scientist. And this has really shuttered and shifted my understanding. And I think your audience is going to have to hold their head in their hands like I did. I had to have this woman who says, I'm not a scientist, I just learned from one. I had to have her say it three times slowly to me, because here all these years, I've made all these movies, I've listened to Who I Feel Is the Circle Makers, I thought I had this thing down, or at least my perception comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
She said to me, through scientific research, we have learned that these crop circles are actually coming out of the earth. Initially, they're coming out of the earth in counter-rotating little tornadoes, usually in pairs, one clockwise, one counterclockwise. So you've got two spinning little tornadoes coming out of the ground from the mother. The mother is initiating crop circle messages. This threw me, absolutely threw me. And once these high-pitched frequencies with an intentional message are shot out of the earth, and they're not shot out of the earth just anywhere. They're almost always sitting on a ley line, many of them on a crossing of two ley lines, which is a direct line between two sacred sites. The other very high percentage of crop circles, not coincidental, 96 or 7% of them are sitting on these ley lines, but also 90 to 97% of them are sitting over an aquifer of water. So the mother is sending these crop circles through the water, through the earth, coming up to us, spinning and pulling in with this divine intention, but the scientists don't use that term. I'm just speaking Colorado hippie girl talk.
That's okay. I'm Pennsylvania hippie girl talk. Also, I read you loud and clear, sister.
Yeah. So what's happening is these counter-rotating vortices are spinning out of the earth, pulling in assistance, high frequencies from extraterrestrials or other dimensional entities, and human mass consciousness. So it's not just the Earth. It's not just ETs. And it's certainly not just us. The just us are the ones that are the media hiring humans to go stand there with boards and ropes and pose and pretend they just did that last
the
night.
The hoaxers, yeah. Very
yeah,
funny.
Whatever.
I'm not amused. Like the Queen, I'm not amused.
I'm not amused. I love it. So these things, these crop circles, these exquisite messages that are a variety of different delivery methods, are really messages initiated from the earth, which is just throwing me. It just makes so much sense. And when you think of the mother right now being fracked and being just mercilessly
used
chemicals, what she's doing is she's choosing wheat, barley, corn. She's choosing to use our food supply that is being severely poisoned right now. And she's saying, look here, look here. I mean, isn't that heavy to see that she's so intentionally minded to draw our attention to the poisoning of the food supply, that here I am, their little human mouth for the circle makers. Every summer I go to Europe, and in 2008, people were saying to me, you got to interview the farmers. And so, you know, I listen to my guides, and they're going, yeah, boring. Let's keep talking circles. So somebody else said it to me later that day, and I was like, no, okay, I'll go film a farmer. I mean, it's my camera. I got time. So I called the farmer that mows down more crop circles than any in the epicenter of crop circle deliveries, which is called Wiltshire, England. It's somewhere between Stonehenge and Glastonbury. And right in the middle sits the Avebury Stone Circle, the oldest circle in all of Europe and the largest. So all these crop circles are happening in this immediate area, and all of us researchers are coming in from all around the world to be there and try and understand the phenomenon. And those of us that are coming on a regular basis every summer and going up on the hills doing night watch are having interactions with these balls of light. And on the only footage in the world where somebody filmed two balls of light laying a crop circle down in seconds, the Oliver's Castle footage, have you seen it?
I did watch it.
Incredible, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, unfortunately, famous people have said, it's fake, go back to sleep, and so everybody did. So here I am. Luckily, I'd never seen that person's talk or watched their videos, so I didn't know that the world was told it was fake. So instead, I get permission to have an early version by Janet Osebard and Bert Janssen, who are in all of my movies, because they're real crappies, and they're there every summer laying on their backs like I am. And so they gave me an early version, and I brought it home, and I had no idea that I was about to start making movies. I had no training, no intention. It was not on my short list, bucket list. And so I get home with 1,100 photos that I had taken. I was like, did I even eat, or did I just take photos? But I was there for 9 weeks by myself, laying in crop circles year after year. So I had hired a film crew to film me and my friends, and I laid out this beautiful 77-minute movie. And at the end, I put in the Oliver's Castle footage. And we finished it, and I hired a kid on Craigslist as my editor. I had no idea what I was doing. The kid was great. And we finished the movie, and I was like, dang, wow, that was easy. I love it. That, you know, and the movie just made me so happy. That's the first one called The Wake-Up Call. Anybody listening? So we turn the gear off. We go out to relax on the deck, and I said, oh, looky there. There's a blue orb on the monitor. Let's shut down the gear and give it a break. And he said, it's unplugged from the wall. And in that moment, all of a sudden, the hair went up on my arms. I got goosebumps head to toe. I was in Boulder, Colorado. I was not in a crop circle, but all of a sudden, a crop circle was in me. And I looked at this editor, and I said, sit back down. Turn that thing back on and show me the Oliver's Castle footage again. And it was complete telepathy, Betsy.
I believe
you.
I
had no idea what I was about to do, but I said, reverse the footage. He reversed it. I watched nothing. I said, slow it down. He said, how slow? I said, I don't know, 30%. And we both looked at each other. He slowed it down 30%, and I found a band between the two balls of light, a coded band of communication. So for 8 years, I've been waiting for somebody who knew about plasma balls of light. And sure enough, this fall, when I was with a scientist, not scientist, Penny Kelly, who worked with the famous Dr. Levengood on crop circles, she looked at my screenshot of that band of communication between those two balls of light, and I said, what are you looking at here? And she said, wow, what a great shot. That's a communication between two plasmas. And I said, are you sure? Because people are doubting me. And the way I found it, there's no doubt in my mind, because I wasn't doing the math to know to slow it down and reverse it. I knew nothing. I did what I was told telepathically, and it was a miracle. And she looked right at it just a few months ago, and she said, offs and on, dots and dash, zeros and ones, call it what you want. Stretch it out. It's a barcode. But what you have there in front of you is a communication between two balls of plasma. And plasma is in everything, us and all
Absolutely.
Things that are alive. So it is true that in that moment, those balls of light communicated, and telepathically what I'm seeing is that they told each other the pattern and laid the field down.
I just received an email from a listener, and it says, dear Betsy and Patty, has Patty received any information from her guides and through her work with crop circles about the coming pole shift? Thank you, Teresa in Albany, New York.
Good question. You know, I haven't asked that question, so I don't know, but it makes me think of a number of crop circle formations where they show different schematics that could resonate with you seeing that. You know, the thing about what I see in a crop circle is going to be different than what she will see in New York mm-hmm. or what you will see in Canada, Betsy. You know, the thing about the crop circles is they're very independent for each person. And when I was sitting there with experts in Glastonbury and I had 30 photos and I laid them down on the table one at a time, all six of us saw something different, and everybody was correct. There is so much information in the crop circle messages. Some of them are binary code, and those are readable on a computer, readable through mathematics, and so there is only one message in a binary code, the message. But if you see a pictogram, which is another type of crop circle where they're showing you a hummingbird. The eye looks, the heart opens, and you say, hummingbird. There's another one that you'll see an octopus, clearly. It's an octopus, and all your senses go, octopus. And then there's the sacred geometry.
I've heard so much about that.
And the sacred geometry has a center point, and everything goes out from the middle evenly, so the brain just goes, ah. But everything in between the first sight and the ah is the information. And depending on, and again, this is only my perception, but it's what I feel is true, is depending on the frequency of the listener, the looker, the watcher, you will see something different than the person next to you that maybe has done less meditation or less energy work or doesn't give a darn about any of this. They're going to see something different than you will see, and everybody gets something out of it. What the circle makers had me do at the last big talk that I did, which was almost a year ago this week, at the International UFO Congress Convention. It's the biggest convention in America for ufology, and I've shown all six of my movies there. I've won 3 Evie Awards, which I love. And
you're going to win more. I meant to tell you that. Spirit told me before we connected today, you will win more. They were showing me Golden Globes, and I don't mean Golden Globes like Hollywood, but whatever the event is, you will get in that winner's circle.
Ooh, I love it.
I'll say place. You know how they say the top three, you'll be in that section.
Thank
Absolutely.
You so much. You know, my psychics are telling me that, too. Well, my perseverance, I've blown away my family and friends. They're like, how can you keep doing this for free? And I'm like, because of the cause, because I have contact. Everything else is secondary, you know, but thank you for that. I appreciate it. So at the UFO Congress, which was, I got to speak about the Circle Makers on Valentine's Day. Now, how good is that?
And what city was it in?
So 2 weeks before the gig, they wake me up at 3, which is when they like to work with me. And I'm like, oh, come on, please let me sleep. These things really happen. Ask the last man that I dated. They when they see me actually do it, that has been the end of my last two amazing relationships, was that they actually saw me have contact, and it completely was more than they
could handle,
wanted to believe. So anyway, it is not the easiest thing to do, but the most rewarding. And I think that being paradigms of a new frontier that is not socially acceptable yet is one of the more challenging things we could be doing at this time. But there's nothing more important. Nothing. So at the Congress, 2 weeks before, they wake me up and they say, speak in crop circles. And I said, what does that mean? Picture, 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 picture. And I said, ooh. I like that. Less talk, more crop circles. I like that. So I tried to go back to sleep, but no, I had to get up. So at 5, I was like, okay. I sat down at my computer, and 10 hours later, I had 321 photos in my PowerPoint. And I went to the UFO Congress, and I had them organized in chapters that were so completely convincing that I had a standing ovation.
Great. You deserved it.
Thank you. So what I did was I listen. And that's the thing about contact and using it to our best advantage. Those of us that are aware we're in contact, aware that it is a deep honor, and are saying, yes, I'll do the work, they continue to take us on the journey and count on us to help humanity get the information. And had I been weak or insecure, this would have nailed me. But every time the minions, the people acting badly, show their faces, click my phone, hack my website, just repulsive things, I can't even go into what I'm tolerating still today. I just really kind of look down and go, really? Not, is that all you've got? Not at all. But it's so unimportant to our progress as a species that I'm really giving it less importance, which is not easy when they're stealing your money and changing titles of your movies and doing all kinds of things just to mess with you, to distract you from the work. I'm tolerating surprising things. And I keep going, but I'm a girl. So they don't care.
I was just going to say, nobody cares if you're a girl.
Well, I think it, you know, whatever. I don't even want to go into it.
And I say girl very lovingly. I don't say that condescendingly.
Yeah, I'm on a mission, and the mission is truth, which was your word in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Well, Patty, where are you going to be? I know you're going to be traveling on the 16th of the month. Where are you headed to?
I'm going to the International UFO Congress Convention, my favorite week of the year. And I have been working all year. The coolest thing about that standing ovation was that one of your major TV producers from Canada was there.
Great.
That producer has partnered with me, and we went to Europe 4 months later and filmed the best movie I've ever made.
Good.
And I just got permission to, I'm going to narrate the darn thing and tell the story, because why give somebody famous a script to read about?
No, you do it. You did it. You deserve to narrate it. Absolutely.
Well, I think that that's what you saw in your reading, that my psychic and my co-pilot's psychic all, you know, we are counting on people of higher frequency, higher vibrational energies to give us guidance now. It's not like it was before. It's not like we look to our teachers or doctors or dentists or government officials for good advice. It's like we're ready to shift the entire paradigm away from those corrupted systems that really don't work. And I think this is the biggest piece of where we are right now in human history. I think we are at the peak of the worst corruption of all time right now. I think we are being run into the ground by people that are really, really poisoning all humanity. The wildlife is way back. The trees, even in the redwood forests, are ancient trees.
I saw that on the news a few weeks ago.
American news?
Oh, that's what I watch. I have satellite with Bell, so I get ABC, NBC, CBS, of course Canadian, CNN, PBS, and I love the documentaries on PBS. I love to see the truth, and it's enough to make you cry, seeing beautiful, beautiful nature dying.
Well, you know why? It's the chemtrail program and the aluminum, barium, and strontium they're dropping on everything.
What?
Killing the trees. It's giving humans cancer. It's giving Big Pharma lots of money, and it's giving pilots all kinds of seizures now. So,
I used to say about the truth and getting it out there, and where things, people will say, it's the end times, and there's going to be, in Native culture they say the purification. In the Christianity, they say tribulation, and that, you know, sulfur is going to fall from the sky. Well, that's gasoline emissions coming out of the mufflers of every car across around the globe, not just North America. But God is not punishing it. We're killing ourselves. We're doing it to ourselves, baby. It's not
only
God punishing us. I don't believe that.
It's not even us doing it to ourselves. It's 1% of society.
The 1% that has more than the other 99%. Pretty
well,
scary.
They're sociopathic and they have a lot of money. But, you know, the nice thing is, and I want to end our show on a good note, is that we are moving into our ascension into higher consciousness. And there's nothing anyone can do about it. Not the archons, none of them. You know, this is a time where everybody's going to be pushed to the surface to be healed. All the criminal nature is just exposing itself to never be done again in history. And I really do see a carrot hanging on a fishing pole in front of myself that I keep going toward. You know, I'm not going to stop doing this mission because I think that we have to all be waking up now and waking up our neighbors and our families and our friends, because this planet is precious. It's being destroyed at a rapid rate, but the mothers and the Mother Earth and the ETs that are surrounding our planet from many, many different galaxies, again, this is only my perception, but I really believe that we do have help and that we are evolving. and that these messages, these crop circles, are absolutely messages coming from other dimensions trying to help us save ourselves. And for people that want to look at a lot of crop circle images, my website is pattygreer.com. And if you forget my name, you can go Patty Crop Circles and you'll find me all over.
I love it. Well, Patty, we're actually out of time. I know there's no such thing as time or space, but according to my engineer, they're telling me we're out of time. And I want to thank you so very, very much for being a guest on Tuning In with Betsy. And have a fabulous trip at the convention this coming
week.
Thank
you. And I will be speaking across Canada this summer with a Modern Knowledge Tour.
And when is that?
That's in August.
That's August.
At the end of June, I'll be in Canada, in Ontario, at the Alien Cosmic Expo.
Now, when is that in? The first one you mentioned is August. The second one is when, earlier?
June 26th through 28th.
I'll find you.
Yeah,
it's called
Alien Cosmic Expo.
The what? Cosmic Expo?
Alien.
Oh, okay. Alien. I can spell that. Alien
Cosmic Expo. And then Modern Knowledge Tour. And they're going 12 cities across Canada.
Good.
We've got Nassim Haramine, Alex Gray, Patty Greer.
Yay, Patty. Well, I'm going to say thank you so very much. We'll see you up here in Canada soon.
Thank you to everyone listening
to Tuning with Betsy. We'll see you here on Valentine's Day for a show on love. We all need more love. That's what it's all about. Thank you for listening to Tuning In with Betsy.